So, from Bold Magazine, 12 reasons you're single even though you're a catch. I've noticed with this online rag, this Bold Magazine, that it's always an article trying to make women feel better about being losers. You know, what makes a man a success and a woman a success in life are completely, totally different things, even though, you know, the leftoids want to make everything equal and make it so that the women are judged in the same way men are, even though they're completely, totally different sexes, and what one values in the other is completely and totally different. Men value looks. Men value a woman's fertility. Meanwhile, women value a man's resources and his ability to earn ever more resources. How many resources can he earn? How much wealth can he accrue? How good is he at doing this? How good a provider is he? So men and women look for different things, and we value different things in the opposite sex. And if the opposite sex doesn't have those things that we value, then they're losers, right? I mean, how many times does a woman call a guy who has a crappy job a loser? Because that's what they value. But that's okay. But a man is not allowed to value looks and attractiveness and fertility in a woman, even though it's no different than women judging a man based on his salary. Anyway, so yeah, this magazine, this online rag bold, is all about women being made to feel better about being losers as women. Now, they might make decent second-class men in some cases, earning a good living and such, but we don't care about that. Oh, that's like a store that sells diamond rings instead selling piles of shit. Come on in! We're a jewelry store! You go in and there's just, you know, piles of shit behind the display. Well, I don't value shit. I'm not a farmer. I don't deal in manure, yo. I want a fucking diamond. Well, you know, we decide the value of what we're selling you, you see. You don't decide. We say they're diamond rings. At the very least, they're diamonds in the rough, and you must see their value the same way we do, and buy one of our diamond rings that's a pile of shit. Pass! Anyway, before I get into this story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red pill, in-your-face nature of my content, please just go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner. I suggest at the very least you follow me on Twitter and Facebook, which is where I will post links to any new content that I post on my BitChute channel. You should also follow me on that BitChute channel at bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's where all my content eventually ends up in its most high-quality edited form. So you should definitely go check that out, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. And if you'd really like to help me by supporting my work, enabling me to continue making content, then please go scroll down to the bottom of my webpage at TheRealistPhilosopher.com. And choose one of three donation options. I could really use your help, and you get a lot of nice, juicy extra perks as a supporter. So that's therealistphilosopher.com. That's therealistphilosopher.com. Go check it out, because I could really use your help, okay? Okay, so back to the story. So this is written by somebody named Amanda Chattel. Oh, never heard of her. Sounds Indian, maybe. I don't know. I know a lot of those Indian broads are rabid mega feminists. Now we've got the, of course, obligatory lesbo-looking chick here. Of course. With the man hair, right? Yeah, trying to look like a dude with the denim jacket with the buttons. Who wears denim jackets that button up anymore? That's so 1985, yo. What the fuck? I remember I had one of those denim jackets in the 80s. I was trying to be so cool, going out of the town, man. Going out to the bars and shit, yo. Denim jacket on and you not too tight jeans because, you know, you actually want to have kids, so you don't want to squish the balls and kill your sperm. At least there was a time that I wanted to and could have had kids, and, you know, you don't want to squash the boys to the point where they can't perform, so, yeah. Not those slim, you know, homo fag jeans that these metrosexuals wear today, but a cool pair of Levi's. Faded with a denim jacket. That was so cool. Yeah, not anymore. You're not cool, sweetheart, and you're not a dude. So, yeah, this article is entitled 12 Reasons You're Single, Even Though You're a Catch. It's essentially trying to make loser single broads feel better about being loser single broads. Oh, it's actually a boon. It's a boon that you're a single loser broad. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. That you're a loser. Yeah, okay. You're awesome. You're awesome, but you're single. Uh-huh. That's like saying, you're rich, but you're broke. Yeah, we're going to redefine what rich is, huh? Okay. What are you doing wrong? Absolutely nothing. Of course, yeah. It's never the woman's fault. Here are 12 reasons you're single, even though you're a catch. 12 reasons you're single, even though you're a loser. And it's your fault. Well, you can't frame it that way. Otherwise, women wouldn't read this crap, right? And be contented with being single and reading more of this crap to feel better while at the same time ingesting all of this, advertising. Yeah, clickbait. You don't need much to clickbait a broad. Just tell her she's not responsible. Yeah, they'll read your crap. So, number one reason that, you're single, but that's a good thing. Implying that the fault is with the men, of course. Yeah. They can't accept your awesomeness. The things that make you single or why you're so awesome. And the men, they're just too close-minded to accept you as you are. Well, couldn't I say the same about you broads who won't accept a man who's under 6 feet, doesn't have a six-pack, and doesn't have a six-figure income? Shut up, sexist! patriarchy! I don't believe in settling. Of course, that's the one they always frame as a good thing, right? I'm not too picky. You're just too big a loser to meet my unrealistic standards. Yeah, how do I know they're unrealistic? Well, you're single. You're single. So, you know what type of people settle? The ones who think they're running out of time to find something. But aren't you? Especially if you're reading an article like this to feel better about being single. It means you're probably post-wall and want to settle down instead of riding the cock carousel. And, you run out of time. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with being concerned, realizing you're running out of time? That's the problem with a lot of these broads. They're totally completely clueless as to the fact that they're running out of time or that they're already out of time. Oh, my value's going down. I'm not a brand new car with that new car smell anymore. I got 300,000 miles on me. But I'm going to still push the same kind of value. I'm going to still push the idea that I have the same value as a new car. Yeah, that's going to work real well. Yeah, because a lot of people want to pay fucking new car prices for a car that has 300K on it, yeah. And they wonder why they're single. Could you imagine? For example, you go shopping for a used car, like maybe on Craigslist or something, or on that OfferUp site that's becoming more popular, and you see like the 2004 Honda Civic, and they want $20,000. It's got like 200,000 miles on it. That still might be a pretty good car because Civics, Hondas, man, those engines are fucking bulletproof, yo. Their transmissions, meh, are okay, but those are some bulletproof engines. So if that was taken care of, yeah, maybe it's worth something, but not 20,000. Well, it's what it costs new, and even though I put 20,000 miles on it, I think it is still worth new car prices. And you don't sell it. Do you blame the consumer for not being enlightened enough to see the value, or do you blame yourself for misvaluing it? Of course, women blame the consumer, the men. You've got the wrong value judgments, men. Okay. Yeah. The ones who think they're running out of time to find something real, and those who think true love isn't in the cards for them. If you ran out of time, is it? By the way, it also depends on what you define as true love. However, that's not the case for you. You know he's out there and you're not settling for anything less. This is just self-affirmation crap. Why is it that 90% of these articles, that's the clickbait crap that's designed to make women feel better about being spinsters, it's just self-affirmation. It's like I'm attending a Tony Robbins seminar. However, that's not the case for you. Yeah, it is the case for you. You're not settling for anything less. Well, then you're going to die alone. Good. It means more readers for our clickbait crap. Two, you're waiting to meet someone worthy of your awesomeness. Ooh, worthy of your awesomeness, huh? Yeah, you're awesome. You're awesomeness. What? Can you imagine men talk like this? If a man talked like this, he would be called an arrogant asshole scumbag who needs to be brought down a peg or two. You've heard of the term braggart, right? tooting your own horn. You're not supposed to do that, but women do that all the time. This tells you how artificial it is. They're not really that great. I got news for you. You're not that great if you have to constantly run around telling people you're great. You're waiting to meet someone worthy of your awesomeness. Who told you you were awesome? I told myself. Oh, I see. You're amazing. A lot of adjectives here. So why would you even bother being with someone who doesn't equal you in that? Wait. I've seen a contradiction here, yo. So let me get this straight, ladies. You get to decide your own value and the value of the man. Isn't that contradictory? So let me get this straight. Men are not allowed to value you. Because all the things they value are wrong, evil, and shallow. But you can value them. And yourself. But men aren't allowed to do that, right? This makes no sense to me. This is. So women get to decide their own value as well as the value of men? What? That's interesting. Why would you even bother being with someone who doesn't equal you in that? But what if you're overvaluing yourself? Does that ever come into the equation? Do you women ever think? Does the writer of this article ever think, hey, maybe you're overvaluing yourself, ladies, and that's why you're having a hard time? I could just end the video right here. Isn't this the crux of the matter? That you ladies are given so much power, that you're given all this entitlement to decide your own value when you think that is fucking valid? It doesn't make any sense. Can you imagine pushing this on men? No, of course not. Because then men would never hook up with any of these valueless or low-value broads. Women don't want that. We got to keep a nice pool of suckers and beta orbiters there to fulfill our needs. I mean, seriously, it'll totally be worth the wait. But what if you don't get anything? What wait? What if you're waiting until you're dead? I'm reminded of that meme of the skeleton on the park bench. and then the writing, waiting for true love. That's what's going on here. You ladies are waiting for something that's a dream, that's not reality. It's fantasy. It's completely, totally abstract. It doesn't map the reality. It'll be worth the wait. What if the it doesn't materialize? Well, then you fuck. You fucked to the point you can't even get fucked. And that's pretty bad because most broads, even old chicks, can get fucked. If you're that post-war, oh, yeah. So sad. Number four, because number three was an advert, you don't need a man to validate your existence. No, just self, right? But that's not true. We all know that's not true. Women need outside validation. They're not like men, okay? They lived in the tribe. They lived in the cave. They lived in the hut. They lived communally, all right? Well, the man was out by himself hunting and gathering and depending on himself and relying on himself. That chick, that broad, she needed the whole tribe to survive, and her man. She needed that constant outside support and validation, and that extends to today, yo. You chicks need that. We know they need that, but of course they're going to deny that, right? It's empowering to deny the truth of what we are. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Don't embrace the truth, the reality of being a woman. Because there's no biological basis for any of this stuff, right? It's all a social construction, yeah. You might think it'd be nice to have a partner in crime sometimes, but you certainly don't spend all your time pining after a guy. But women do. That's why they make all these videos and constantly obsess about men and talk about men, even though we're not allowed to talk about them, you know, because we don't know what it means to be a woman. And go through all of these horrible, oppressive experiences that a woman goes through. So you're not allowed to talk about us, but we can talk about you, even though the same argument applies to you ladies. You don't know what it's like to be a man. You don't know what we go through. Of course, you know. They spread this idea that men go through nothing and we have easy lives. Yeah, right. We know the opposite's true. And you don't feel bad about it either. This is just trying to program women. I guess women think if they constantly repeat this stuff to themselves, that it'll become reality internally. Instead, you live your life and don't let it revolve around finding someone. Wait. Could that not be why you don't have someone? I'm not going to prioritize a man and family. I'm going to prioritize a crappy job shoveling paper around on a desk until I'm a corpse. And I'll leave behind no legacy, and my life will have no real substantiality, no real meaning in it. I won't leave behind a footprint, but hey, I had a good job. Then I worked until I died, and I paid taxes like the good tax chattel I am. Methinks this article is pushing the wrong messages, yo. Oh, don't focus on finding someone. Well, you know, you might not find someone if you don't focus on that. You might be prioritizing the wrong things, ladies, but oh well.
Insane.
I'm not going to look for something. I'm just going to find it.
Even though I'm not looking for it. Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense. Number 5, you're busy living your life.
I don't even know what the fuck that means. Wouldn't part of living your life, the most substantial and meaningful and important part, be a mate and kids and family? I'm confused. Of course, I got a picture here of some broad, single, young broad who thinks that, you know, she has all these options, and she does now, but when she gets old, she won't.
Free you, man, just wandering around the city, getting all this male attention that she's supposed to not give a fuck about. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a dream, ladies. Yeah, yeah. Until the dream ends and you wake up and you're 30. Dream over. You have trips to take. Ooh, travel. Travel and drama. Travel and drama until I'm 30. And then no man is going to put up with the drama that I bring to the table. Yeah. I'll only have my cats who don't understand English, so of course they'll put up with my crap. I'm feeding them. You have trips to take. I found that this is something women do to distract themselves from being alone and miserable. They go on like trips. That's why they have no money. They save up all their money and then they go on these trips to fucking Rome and other bullshit places, trying to add some meaning and spice to their lives. I need some memories for when I grow old. What about a husband and kids and grandkids? Something substantial. No! I can drift along off those vapors, off those gas fumes until I die. Oh yeah, that'll keep you going, huh? Okay. People to meet, projects to tackle, and you have a goal to go to 30 countries before you turn 30. Oh my God, 30 countries? Where's your money? There's your money. That's why you have no retirement. Your schedule is pretty damn packed. Yeah, no time to find a man. It seems to me like all these articles have a very specific goal, and it's to keep women single and working and pumping out that tax dollars that they then turn around and use. Like 85% of taxes are used by women and 85% are paid by men. There's only a very small sliver of women that actually pay into the system in a positive manner, and the women use so much, their fellow women use so much of it that in the end it's a general aggregate negative drain on the system. Yeah. Your schedule's pretty packed. 30 countries before you're 30. Yeah. How well's that working out? I mean, yeah, you meet the Chads and Tyrones and, you know, the big dick hot dudes in European countries that want to bang the exotic American broad, but what are you going to do when you're 30 and 90% of your eggs are dead? Dead! Well, yeah. This article doesn't mention that. Of course not. Yeah, you're focused on your career. What career? How many of these broads have careers? And by the way, is that career going to say, hey, grandma, look at this picture? This little fucking finger-painted piece of crap of a dog that looks like a fucking horse. But it's so cute. Because this little 5-year-old is covered in fucking finger paint? Oh, that's nothing compared to a good career. Ooh. Yeah. By the way, ladies, this family that you're putting aside and oftentimes not having and you're replacing with a career, that's something that many men actually have. You understand? The man has the career and the woman stays home with the kids. He can do that because that is his assigned gender role, which, by the way, you women support. I noticed, by the way, that you feminists aren't about deconstructing male gendered stereotype roles. You're only about deconstructing the women ones.
Yeah.
Why is that? We were told to do that by our feminist forebears.
Yeah. And what was their goal? Oh, to destroy the family because they had no families of their own and they were embittered, angry, ugly, fat cunts and they wanted you to be as miserable as they were. you're focused on your career. It may sound like some sort of cliche, but this is 2015. Oh, this is an old article. Fuck. What woman is... By the way, this is from 2015. Things are even worse now. What woman isn't focused on her career to some degree? Wasn't that part of the problem? Maybe you're prioritizing the wrong things. You work to live. You don't live to work. But now you ladies are telling me that you want to live to work? Really? Well, that's why you're single. Wrong priorities. You love what you do and you're good at it. That's worth being proud of for sure. Why don't you just come out and say, I want to be a man. But I don't really know what a man is. So, you know, I just have this gross caricature that I'm living my life based on. What I think a man is, but I really have no idea. Because we men value family. And we want to have families. And we go out and we do that work and we have to get that career so we can provide for that family. That's our motivation. What's your motivation, ladies? 30 countries before I'm 30. What a meaningless life. What a bland life. Number 7, you've got friends to distract you from romance. Oh! I called it! All this bullshit is to distract women away from the fact that they're not getting what they really want and would make them happy. Yeah, once you get a boyfriend, the time you spend with your friends is immediately cut in half. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a bad thing. Sure, because those friends, if they have time to spend with you, are single. No. You need those friends to make you feel better about being single. You need to spend more time with those friends. Hell, you need to prioritize those friends over having a boyfriend. We don't want you to have a boyfriend because you have a boyfriend. You might be happy and you might stay home and have babies. And then you might make strong, successful, independent people that, you know, can't be controlled by the government. Yeah. And aren't dependent on us, the government. Big mommy and daddy. So, yeah, can't have that. Can't have that. No. You got to hang out with your spinster friends in your knitting circle and whine and bitch and moan about how evil men are. Yeah. And we have to incentivize you to do that. Boyfriends are great and all, but friends are a whole other level of great. Oh, really? Then what? Then why don't I see videos about women bitching and moaning about how evil their friends are? And how they can't find good friends. They don't seem to have a problem with that. What they do seem to have a problem with is finding boyfriends and not making videos about how unhappy they are about not having a boyfriend. Well, it's better to have friends than a boyfriend. Okay. Women seem to be saying otherwise, but okay, Bold Magazine. Okay. Whatever. Guys aren't as into commitment as they once were. Oh, it's all the men's fault. It's all our fault. Yeah, it couldn't be you, ladies. Couldn't be you who prioritize your friends and your work and travel over us. Yeah, it couldn't be that. Oh, no. We live in a culture where hooking up seems to take precedence over serious relationships. That's because you ladies mandated that be the case. You ladies decided that hooking up was more important than a commitment. You give up the poon. And if you won't give it up, some other broad will. And we know because of sexual liberation, yo. This is what your ideology teaches. Don't slut shame. I can sleep with 500 guys before I'm 30 and it's okay. And you can't judge me for that. Well, you know, you're giving up the poon real easy. Why would I give you a commitment? By the way, I love the way this article talks as if commitment has no value. We, the men, are the ones that decide if there's a commitment that's going to happen, not you ladies, okay? We want the poon, and it used to be a time where all you ladies got together and decided communally not to give the poon up until we gave up that commitment. Well, you don't value your poons anymore, which is what we want. So why should we give you that which has value for something that you have decided doesn't have value? You ever heard of supply and demand economics? there's plenty of poon out there, ladies. Why should I pay top value when I don't have to? While hooking up is fun and one-night stands are a blast. I love this. I'm giving it away for free, but suddenly he doesn't want to pay me for it. So let me get this straight. You ladies essentially are giving it away, giving it away, giving it away. And then at some point, which is when they hit the wall and want to settle down, then they want to use it as a bargaining chip. At some point, you decide you want to sell it and we don't want to pay. And you see that as us having a problem with commitment. No, it's you not valuing yourselves, ladies. Bunch of morons these broads are. It's hard to find commitment in a sea of men. Oh, yeah, it's us, yeah.
who just aren't into it. Yeah, right, because I want to pay you $10,000 for what the woman next to you is giving away for $0 bills, yo. That makes a lot of sense to me. In this particular case, your singleness is totally out of your control. Oh, is it? Is it really? Oh, I love it. I love how clueless these broads are. Number 9, your confidence is really intimidating. Here we go. Here we go with the self-affirmation bullshit. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's just intimidated by you. Yeah, because I see things that are positive traits as negatives all the time. This diamond is worth $10 million. Oh, that's a bad thing. I don't want that diamond. Said nobody ever. Oh, fuck. It's true. Even the cockiest men will second guess themselves before even daring to approach a woman of your caliber. By the way, why are they assuming that every woman that's reading this is some kind of great, awesome, winner, wonderful broad? Why? Because they're reading your crappy rag? Oh, by that logic, I'm an awesome dude! Which I am, by the way. No, you got the wrong body part! But I thought that reality was a construction, lady. Social construction. Biology plays no part in these kind of things. Shut up! Shut up, bigot! Oh, even the cockiest man will second guess himself before daring to approach a woman of your caliber. Oh. This makes no sense, by the way. It makes no sense at all. Why would you shy away from high quality goods? Oh, my goodness. This doesn't make any sense. Makes no sense. It's a good deal. It's a fair price. And it's very high quality. I'm going to buy that. Where's this crappy Chinese knockoff for half price? It's also half the quality, and it'll last a quarter as long. And by the way, these women wouldn't market themselves as what they oftentimes are, the crappy Chinese knockoff. That would be undervaluing ourselves. You might be accurately valuing yourselves, ladies. You might want to try making your price so low that no man can pass on you. No! Our value is that of the high luxury good, not the crappy Chinese knockoff. Okay. Okay, lady with 400,000 miles on her poon. Number 10, you need to focus on you first. Well, I would actually agree with that one. Out of all of these, that's the one I would agree on. Although I doubt they're going to frame it in a way that I would agree with, but or in a context I would agree with. But yeah. You should be the best you that you can be. Unfortunately, what feminism teaches women is the best they can be is usually what men don't want and generally creates a, entitled narcissist, which isn't a good person. So the person that this article and feminists are trying to create is actually somebody who needs a lot of work. And they think that they're fixing them by pushing this crap on them. Before you can share your life with someone else, you first need to know who you are. I agree. I agree. Of course, if that you is an entitled cunt, maybe you need to improve as a person. What you want, maybe what you want is unrealistic. And in what direction you're headed? Down? It's not fair to offer only half of yourself to someone when you're still not completely whole. Now you care about the other person and what they deserve? Give me a break. Give me a fucking break. Number 11, you don't really have time to meet people. Well, whose fault is that? I love this. We're going to create this little paper tiger. We're going to create this argument that, you can't find a man, but it's not your fault. And meanwhile, you've just said that they need to focus on their friends, on their work, on everything but a man. And then you say they don't have time to meet people. No shit! But it's not your fault! Oh, my God. You don't even have time to eat lunch today, let alone set up an online dating profile. Really? It'd take like 5 minutes. And by the way, these broads roll over fucking these dating profiles. I got news for you, ladies. You're not going to meet anybody on these dating websites, okay? Yeah, I know you get those few anecdotes. I met my hubby Wayne in June of 2020 on Tinder. We've been happy now. We got married after only 6 months of dating, and we are so in love. That's a rare anecdote, okay? Most of the time, the vast majority of the time, these dating websites are for one thing and one thing only. Hook ups. By the way, you ladies totally dismiss 95% of the dudes, okay? So you're not going to meet anybody for anything more than a hookup. In fact, you're not even sure you have time to swipe more than once or twice on Tinder. Oh, I see, I see. So they're encouraging women to avoid dating websites as well.
That's great. Wow, you really want women to be bitter and miserable, don't you, Bald Magazine? They won't even get laid. Number 12, you're too in love with single life. Well, you got to tell yourself that, don't you? When you can't find somebody? This self-affirmation crap is to make you feel better about being a total complete loser, isn't it? You're too in love with single life. Well, what else are you going to tell yourself? When your life is perfect already. Oh, really? It's perfect. For a woman being single? Okay. Yeah. Then why are you looking for a man? My life is perfect. I need a man. What? It's hard to want to bring someone else into the mix. While you may want a boyfriend, there's the fact that having one will change the life you made for yourself. It's bad to have a boyfriend. It's wrong to have a boyfriend, even though we said having a boyfriend is nice. But we really don't mean that. There's nothing wrong with change. Apparently there is. But it's also something you need to do on your own time. But you just said they have no time. They don't even have time to set up a Bumble or a Tinder or any of that shit. I love the numerous contradictions here. Number 13, you're not ready. Well, how much time do you need, ladies? 35-year-old spinsters with your 9 cats and your 3 dogs crapping all over the apartment. Smells like cat piss. How much time do you really need? If you go back 100 years, broads were married by 18. If you were 20 and you weren't married, you're a spinster. Okay, you're a leftover broad. Hell, younger than that, 18. Nowadays, you got these 35-year-old broads running around childless. I'm not ready. I just love this perpetual Peter Pan syndrome bullshit. They talk about it with men all the time. He plays these video games. Oh, he's not ready to grow up. What about you ladies? Maybe he's not requiring it of himself because you're not doing so. All of you teenage broads running around. You're 35 years old, but you're 12 mentally. You're so immature. He needs to grow up and grow a pair and marry me. Why don't you grow up, bitch? Like attracts like. Shut up! Not my fault. His fault. I'm mature. I make money. No idea what it means to be mature. Yeah. I'm not ready at 35. Well, you know, when are you going to be ready? When you're dead? Too late then. Oh, so why push something you're not 100% about yet? Well, why are you not about it? You're 30, 35, 40 years old. Some of these broads still riding the cunt carousel. Still trying to get young Chad cock. Making 6 figures. By the way, lady, if you're 40 years old and you're getting young Chad cock younger than you, he's making good money. He ain't going to marry you. I got news for you. You're just feeding your ego, ladies, all right? You're not going to get this guy. And the majority of these guys in this top 5, 10% that you ladies are chasing, and you are equating getting sex with him with getting a commitment, that's old world thinking, which is very odd considering that these feminist broads are supposed to be all about modernity and freedom and independence, but they're trying to rope a guy in with sex and making the mistake of thinking that we're still living in a traditional world where him getting sex means also getting commitment from him. Those days are over, ladies, and you killed those days. I love it, I love it. You killed the very traditional relationship model that you're now complaining doesn't exist. You killed it, and you continue to kill it, and you blame us men. I think that is hilarious. But anyhow, let me know what you think of this bold article. 12 reasons you're single even though you're a catch, so it's not your fault, it's the man's fault, even though in reality those 12 things that this article just named are absolutely positively why women are single. So this should be titled, 12 reasons you're single even though it's your fault. Because it's your fault, right? And these are the reasons why. Should be titled that, but you know, gotta try and make women feel better about themselves. We're gonna couch everything in the exact opposite way as things actually are, because if we were honest, well, Then we would have to tell women it's your fault. So let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And again, if you really like the red-pilled nature of the information that I disseminate to you, please consider going and checking out my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com, and making a donation. I could really use your help.